Hey, welcome back, Willowland. We are headed to the State House this morning to check in with State Representative Bob Morris, as we do usually at this time every Thursday here on WoWo. So with that, good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Kayla.
So glad you're here. We've got a lot to talk about when it comes to some of our Election Day results. Just first and foremost, out of the gate, did any of the race outcomes surprise you or catch you off guard?
You know, a few surprised me in that the Allen County Council at Large race. Lindsey Hammond won that race, and Kyle Curley has been a fantastic councilman, a good conservative, a champion for his constituents. So it'll be interesting to see. Lindsey Hammond's very qualified, and she'll be joining council.
A lot of, I think, folks were surprised by that race as well, Bob. I was one of them. We actually had Lindsey on earlier this morning, and even, too, she said that she was still speechless and didn't have a lot of words when it came to the results of that race. Any others?
Well, the congressional race really surprised me. And Marlon Stutzman will be heading back to the Hill, and former congressman. He'll do a fantastic job there. But, man, oh, man, was that race close with Wendy Davis as well as Tim Smith. It just shocked me. You said it earlier in an interview, that money, you know, what money can do. Tim Smith really shocked me in that race, how high he climbed.
What about the race for Allen County Commissioner? You endorsed Ron Turpin. He did, in fact, clinch the GOP nomination, which right now there is not a Democrat running, but there could be. They still have until July 3rd to file for that race. But was that at all surprising for you, or did you know that Ron had it locked up? Because that was a pretty close race as well.
It was. Ron campaigned very well, was knocking on thousands of doors, and was very committed. And Tom Harris, the councilman, on council that is currently a councilman, campaigned hard as well, and he'll be serving on council with Lindsey Hammond and Bob Armstrong and Kenny Freese. Tom did a great job campaigning. It just came up a little short.
I also want to get your thoughts on the gubernatorial race. I think by now everyone knows that Senator Mike Braun clinched the GOP nomination for governor. But he also just announced yesterday his pick for Lieutenant Governor Julie McGuire. What do you think about that pick? Do you know much about her?
I know a lot about Julie McGuire. She's been in the State House for about a decade. She worked over in the Senate, and I've served with her the past 2 years in the House. Very conservative, Christian. Carries herself well at the Capitol, and I've only served with her for the past 2 years, but Senator Braun is a good friend of mine, and I know she will carry out his vision.
Well, I'd love to get your thoughts also on this. Speaking of that role for LG, we're actually going to have Senator Braun on coming up with us live at 8:10. But Micah Beckwith, trying to run for that LG position for quite some time, do you think that ruffled some feathers with that Julie McGuire selection?
No, Micah, and I know him. I spoke to Micah. He's a pastor, conservative. But, Mike Braun has chosen Julie McGuire and to share his vision. And it's not Micah Beckwith who he has chosen. It's Julie McGuire. And we all need to rally around Julie McGuire. You look at Julie McGuire's record just in a short 2 years, like I said earlier, very conservative, Kayla, and a mother and just carries herself really well, and I know she'll be a great lieutenant governor.
The last race I want to check in and just get your thoughts on this one, District 69, we know incumbent Jim Lucas of Seymour, he was able to pull out the W there, but it was a really close primary. I mean, he narrowly won. This is the guy I think our listeners know. He got the OWI. He flashed his gun to some students there at the State House. But now he's going to be facing off against Democrat Trish Whitcomb in the general election. How do you fare Lucas doing in that race?
Jim Lucas will do well in that race. Jim Lucas is a conservative, and I know Jim personally. He's a friend, a combat veteran, a Marine. And everyone that I serve with at Capitol, Kayla, brings different qualities and different things, and he's had a few bad times in his life, but he does do a great job representing his district and carries their voice to the Capitol. So I would say Jim Lucas will win that race.
I also got to ask you real quick, you were obviously uncontested in your district, Bob, but do you still get nerves on Election Day, or what's that like for you?
You know, I shared that with someone yesterday. You know, you wake up on Election Day, and yesterday I was standing at a poll, for Ron Turpin, Commissioner Turpin now, once he's elected in November. But anyhow, Kayla, you know, the sun was shining, and it still feels the same to me each election, and you know, I needed one vote yesterday, but I still recall the first race that I ran, and the feeling and the suspense and greeting people. Not sure if those people are actually going to vote for you. They come out of the voting booth saying, "Hey, I voted for you," and then you know you see the results in the end. But I always have those butterflies, and I feel that, you know, the people that I'm supporting the same way they do on election day. So we just need to make sure this is a very interesting primary, but we'll get President Trump across the finish line in November. Senator Banks, we just need to pull together. I said Senator Banks, but Congressman Banks, Jim Banks.
Well, he's going to be our next senator. Let's be honest, Bob. You can call him senator already. How about that? Well, like I said, from me to you, truly congratulations. Even though you were uncontested, I can still imagine there are still nerves on Election Day. Bob, we'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
Sounds great. Have a great day. It's always great to be on WoWo.
And that's State Representative Bob Morris. He joins us every Thursday at this time here on the show. Mike Wilson, he's...
Podcasts by Federated Media.